There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Superhero brother, and it's time to get down. I'll be hidden in the shadow undercover at night. I'm a bad cop, like you in tights. I'm your symbol of freedom, your symbol of hope, your symbol of justice for those who don't know. I'm the arms of the world, trying to true. And if you want to step well, baby, I'm coming after you.
Welcome to From the Helicarrier Classic, where we talk about Marvel Avengers Alliance number one. I am Epic Boss McFall, and right along with me is Golden Age Epic.
Howdy. So here's what's coming up on the show. Thanks to Creighton Evans, we've got news to talk about on this episode, because otherwise it'd be, hey, how are you doing?
Right.
We're going to talk about Chapter 11. No. Playdom isn't filing yet. We're going to talk about the new Spec Ops as we sink into the vortex, and a general release. Coming as well. But before we get to that, what can people spend their money on, Charles?
I'm glad you asked. There's nothing. Not literally nothing, but the same thing.
Right,
the last
nothing new.
Weeks.
Yeah, it's all the Spec Ops items and the... Yeah.
Man, I'm not going to be able to get that Speed Blade either. That's too cool, man. The Wakanda
the
Speed Blade.
Really?
The Wakandan, yeah, where you said it hits like a Mack truck.
Yeah, it does.
That's fun. I'll get it when it comes back up.
I still think if that's what you're going for, the axe is still probably a really good choice.
I still need to farm the axe, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Then you got the PvP items of this season. You got the PvP items of last season. And that's about what's going on with the sales. And, you know, surprisingly, we're not having a flood of new Spartans either. Just saying. Hmm.
Well, I wonder if those two items are related.
No, I'm sure they're not.
No. So last week, Creighton Evans hopped on. Oh, you know, what was the show that it was on? I had all this other information sitting here. It was on Twitch TV. It was the show right before my friend April Ness's show. Rabbit Stew. There we go. He was on with Hyper RPG and with Rabbit Stew and Overlord. He talked about MAA and the future of the game, what's coming. And I think we were all relieved to hear, you know, lots of stuff still in the pipeline. It's not like, you know, our focus has been shifted over to the other products. He was actually had a lot of great things to say.
Good.
So let's get to all of it. Number one,
there is a lot of it.
Yeah. Chapter 11 was announced, and we're going to get, remember when we were talking about how the newest worthy alt was going to get pushed out? Who was Thundra, right? Thundra
got aced out for Ghost Rider.
And so we were assuming that 11 was going to be Ghost Rider and 12 was going to be Black Knight. No, they're putting both Ghost Rider and Black Knight into Chapter 11. So
I have heard, now not from these stories, but I heard after all this stuff came out that there's not going to be 12 chapters in this one.
Oh, no, really?
I don't know.
So they might stop at Chapter 11?
I haven't confirmed it, but this kind of indicates that maybe that rumor was right. If you're putting both worthies in Chapter 11, what do you have for Chapter 12? I don't know.
Well, maybe the delayed Thundra. Maybe. Maybe they pushed Thundra off. But
how many worthies is that? I mean, I've lost count. I've read Fear Itself so long ago. Was there six worthy?
Six. She-Hulk, Spider-Woman, Null, Angrier. We'll have Black Knight and Ghost Rider and Mockingbird.
So right? That's already eight. Maybe there's not eight. I don't know.
Yeah, Mockingbird.
Yeah,
right.
Mockingbird is one.
From what am I thinking? It was X-23, but that's the Horseman old. Yeah. Breaker of Oceans.
You know what? Carry on with the headlines.
Okay.
I'll go off camera, but I'll be right back.
Okay. So, so chapter 11 coming, and, hopefully that means there still will be a chapter 12. We were just talking about that. And I'm kind of still hoping it's going to be one of those cool, you know, huge boss battle after boss battle things. They also announced that the next Spec Ops is going to be Black Vortex focused, and we're going to have two earnable heroes for that one. Mantis, who, and see, now Charles isn't here to be able to say, see, we are getting Mantis and Moondragon. So a couple ladies in green as our next Spec Ops heroes. And the general release of Richard Rider as Nova also coming soon. So that one just purchasable with CP. And and Charles is back. So, so the I was just talking about the Nova general release. So you want to go back and talk about Spec Ops, because I know your Mantis choice.
Yes, finally made it. Yes. That's what I say. I'm very curious on how they're going to do her in the comics. She was very strong and very, I'd say, infiltrator based. Based on the if I'm bringing her into the game, you know, she's a support character who can hold her own. I'm very curious to see what they do with that. I don't think I'm that familiar with Moondragon, though.
She is, I want to say, tied in with the, she's not an Inhuman, but she's tied in with the Inhumans. She's one of the cosmic characters. Bald woman, looks like, looks like Ilea from the first Star Trek movie. let's see here. But from what I've been reading, definitely a powerhouse. Potentially. Oh, she's Drax's daughter. Okay. I didn't realize that.
Okay, I do kind of look. She does look familiar. I just Googled her. I love how they have to specify Moondragon, fictional character. Really?
Yes. Right. Right. I do like the fact that her original name was Madam McEvil. Oh, thank goodness they changed that.
Lord help us. That's all right.
Yeah, she was an Avenger for a while. She was a Defender for a while. She was a Guardian of the Galaxy for a while. She's a member of Infinity Watch.
Defenders.
Yep.
Which would be interesting to actually see something like that cosmic show.
And it's cool to see this new costume, too, because I'm only familiar with the old green robe that she used to wear.
I like how everybody's like, she was an Avenger. That's everybody in the comics ever. I think Batman was an Avenger for like a minute. I'm just saying.
That's right. Yes.
You know,
oh yeah, wasn't yeah? Wasn't a green robe as much? Wasn't a green robe as much as it was a barely there onesie and a cape.
Yep, I see that.
It was the Borat. It's the Borat mankini, basically, is what it is.
Man, you look at some of this stuff and go, seriously, this was written for dudes who didn't have lives. Not by dudes who didn't have lives, but for dudes. This is guys who didn't want to get caught buying porn. I mean, some of this stuff, not just Moondragon, but I mean, any of the female costumes that you look at.
Sure.
I love, there was a bunch of guys who got together and did if females dress like this in real life, except the guys were playing the roles of the females and how it was unsexy on them. And they'd put on outfits like this, like, yep, nope, that would never work in a fight. And it looked really crappy on you, dude. Thank you for making your point. And it's very humorous. It was very, very point driven. Of course, Google helps me out because I spelled it the Southern way. It said Moondragon. I spelled it Moondragon with an I. Dragon.
Dragon. Yeah, okay. Great.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Google can translate. What do you?
So anyway, yeah. I mean, no, from the '70s. I don't. I remember her from the early Avengers stuff, but I have not seen any Moondragon stuff in the last 20-30 years. So I didn't know what's happened to her.
And I could be wrong. I think she was in the relaunch of the Guardians in 2012. I think she made some appearances. That seems to be where I'm remembering her from a little bit, but I don't know. I'm not as familiar with Guardians as I want to be. I really did get to 2012 run, and I've only gone about 10 books in or whatever, but enough to really get a kick off of what the hell did we just cover? Never mind. I was going to do a panel-by-panel crossover plug here, but I can't remember the story we read, so never mind. But Black Vortex, is that a storyline or is that a third character?
No, it's a storyline, and I want to say it's you remember the I want to say it was the Thanos. It feels like a continuation of the Thanos stuff from last year with you remember Black Vortex, the four. Geez, and I can't remember any of their names.
I'm on the Marvel Wiki here. Black Vortex was created by the Celestial Godhead. Thank you, Massive Ad, for shifting everything. I appreciate you. After a Viscardi named Gara, no wonder you can't remember these names, expressed to the cosmic being, blah, blah, blah. So it's 12 billion years later, the Black Vortex was located in Chimela 3, and then a bunch of people sent the Slaughter Squad, Mr. Knife, Mr. Knife, oh, okay, I can't read that. That might be a spoiler. Thanks for the warning, Marvel. It's a spoiler for a movie coming up, I think. It's just irritating. I'm not that deep into the comics. Okay. I'll tell you about it off here.
But that's fine.
Okay, this sounds fun. It's Guardians related. It's X-Men related.
Right.
We'll see. We'll see what they do. Do you think they're going to do X-Men related stuff, even though the comics did it?
Well, you know, I mean, they can certainly push the Guardians of the Galaxy side if they're wanting to just kind of shift focus away from the X-Men. I mean, X-Men are in this game, like it or not, we've got X-Men in this game. So whether or not they add them to any future games, which they're not, we do have them here, and them putting their focus on Guardians of the Galaxy isn't going to take away the X-Men appearance.
Yeah. It's not like they're going to remove the X-Men from our game.
Right. Now, I do remember this being part of, this was just a couple of years ago. This thing was the big crossover 2015 comic book storyline. Yes. And I want to say that the four guys that we fought against in the, Thane storyline, I want to say that we're seeing them again. And I'm trying to find the characters, but maybe not. Maybe I'm getting confused here. Would those be the Slaughter Lords? I didn't remember them being called the Slaughter Lords before.
Yeah, I don't know who the Slaughter Lords are. Right. I'm not seeing it. Okay, apparently you can own
Black Brother Vortex? Blood, Sardoon, Delphinia, Misa, and Father Diablo. No, that's not who I was thinking of. I was thinking the other characters.
But one name I see pop up a lot in the summaries here is Kitty Pryde. Kitty Pryde's popping up a lot in reference here.
Right. Well, you know, she is or was Star-Lord's girlfriend in the comics for all. So
that's coming up second to Spider-Man there. Good job, Star-Lord.
What?
Yeah, Peter Parker dated Kitty Pryde for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's Colossus, so whatever.
Yes. So now we're about to get into the sexual politics of the X-Men, and maybe we should not go there.
Okay, all right.
Fine. I don't know. You know me. You know, if you open that door for me, it's going to get bad.
You're right.
I am excited to hear Richard Rider is coming, the Nova, to general
right,
release.
Yeah.
Because he's been a long time coming for everybody else.
It has, especially everyone who's like the older, you know, again, the 70s and 80s comic book collectors who, when Nova came out a couple of years ago, the Nova that we did get in the MAA, people are saying, all right, is it the Richard Rider one? And nope, it's the current youngster. But we are going to get... old Nova as well.
Yeah, and nothing wrong with Sam Alexander. He turned out to be a B or C level.
I can't remember his name. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't either. I looked at the bio. I cheated. But it's Richard Rider is the man. I mean, he really is. He just. So I'm very, very excited about that coming.
For sure.
And as a general, we hadn't had a general release in a little while for the game.
Right. Right. Really, so it'd be good to get that as well. Cool. Let's see. Anything else? Let me just pull back over the notes. I'm just looking through the rest of the interview about the, you know, there's an article about when will Chapter 11 be released? And it's really just looking at a months between chapters average. So in 2012, we were getting chapters 2 to 3 months apart. all the way up through 2015 when they up to about 5 months apart. So it's of course just speculation.
There's and I'm going to go ahead and apologize to him because I know his name and I'm blanking on the name right now because I wasn't prepared to talk about it. But in our lounge, and it has, he has his own fan page and I believe his own website, but I think he's calling it MAA Timelines. And man, I really, really, really feel bad for not remembering your name right now because I've talked to him a lot about it. And he has gone through and he's keeping track of the timelines of everything, weapons release, spec ops release, what happened today in MAA history. And I've seen a lot of great posts come out going, hey, you remember when this weapon changed everything? I said, wow, I do remember that now. And back when the Spider-Man injector was the gun to have because it's the first hero-branded weapon to come out. And he's been tracking all of that stuff, and he's putting it out. And God help me, please be in the Twitch chat. Say it's me. No?
Nobody? I'm actually going to the page because I did see the other one, the one talking about the scroll that came out on this day. Phil Ramos.
Yes, that's his name.
And MA Times, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and it's really, really, really good stuff. And he's actually been pinging the show to, like, if he does a special this day in MAA and we released a show that day about that, he tags us in there. And so the old shows are being recycled through as memories and stuff. It's really fun. We appreciate the tag. And anything we can do to help is by all means, we're on
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Cool.
But yeah, that I think he predicted the chapter release closer to September, if I remember right, just based on history. Of course, we know anything can change. It could be tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm fine with the extra time to do some more farming in chapter 10. There's a lot of weapons in there that I still want to pick up, some EISOs and AISOs. So, hey, the longer it takes, it's fine with me. Cool. So one more thing I wanted to make sure we talk about, and I'm surprised that I didn't have this in our headlines, but we were bestowed a great honor a couple days ago. And so, you know what? I could talk about this. Why don't you talk about this? Because this is kind of your baby.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
it's our baby. It's our baby.
You know. Well, you know, if it had the Brian Ebbett crazy hat tag on it, then maybe it would be a guaranteed win. I don't know. But the podcast awards have been a big deal to me from the day they launched, and it's just a great way to be recognized and validated for what you do. And From the Helicarrier got a nomination in the gaming category this year, and we very much are excited, and we thank everybody for putting in the work to get us nominated. And there's more work to come. We'll be talking to you next week about how to vote, and definitely on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ From the Helicarrier. We'll be putting on there about how you vote, and it'll be once a day and so on and so forth. We would love for you to help us out. You love what we do. You love what's going on here. You love the show. What better way of saying we love the show than to help us get an award? But honestly, I was surprised. Gaming is as you've said, Ibbett, is very difficult. Last year, we were not able to secure a nomination. And it did. It surprised me when it came up in gaming, and from the Helicarrier was announced.
The Helicarrier, yes.
Gaming
is almost always one of the most competitive categories. So getting a nomination in there is huge. There is kind of a juggernaut in the games and hobbies section, a show called The Angry Chicken.
Yeah,
and
they're good.
They're good, and they're well deserving of their nomination as well. And the hosts are friends of mine too, so I can't.
Sure,
I'm certainly
sure.
Not going to say anything bad about them. However, it would be amazing to sweep past them in the votes.
Yeah.
So
and this could be considered
love your support for that.
Charity work for them because they're very deserving. Maybe they can give it to an undeserving child like me. And we could take it off. Well,
I wasn't going to say undeserving. Jeez.
No, I don't know. Yeah. Honestly, I haven't had time yet, but I always go to the categories I'm nominated in. And we have another announcement to make too along those lines. But and see what the competition is. And in the past years, with some of the fast and loose rules and the kind of ways things were ununified on how they judged the nominations, there were things in categories that were crap. But last year, when we didn't get the nomination, I went and listened to at least one episode of every show in Games with Hobbies, and every last one of them deserved a nomination. And this year, I expect the same. As I'm looking at these names, I know I've already heard Rage Select podcast. They're good. The Angry Chicken is really good. I haven't heard of the rest of these, but you know what? You don't go vote for them. You go vote for us if you're listening to this show. If you're listening to their show, by all means, you go vote for them.
That's right.
But I see competition as a healthy thing, and I've actually each year picked up a new show or a new podcast friend, quote-unquote, out of my competitors going, oh, man, you really do a great show. Congratulations on the nomination. And, you know, while I hope I win, if I lose, I hope you win type of deal. So, yeah, it'll be nice. It'll just be nice to sweep past anybody at any point.
Oh, yeah,
and get
for
the
sure.
award.
For sure.
I'm starting to feel like the Susan Lucci of the podcast awards. Many, many nominations and never quite pulling out. But the other nomination we got was an entertainment breaking the panel. And very, very, very happy with that. And I actually have not heard of any of the other shows, which actually makes me feel better. Because like when I recognize something like Angry Chicken, like, well, damn, you know, they're really good. I've gone up against Rooster Teeth before in a category. I'm like, well, they're really, really good at what they do. So it's okay.
Yeah. I'm familiar with, We Have Concerns. They're kind of a sister network to, Frog Pants, which is the other network that I belong to. So, you know, we've got our work cut out for us in both categories. We've got, we need your support. We need your help. And we want to take advantage of this opportunity to engage our audience and have them soldier for us, basically be our army. So we'll talk more about that. Voting doesn't begin until next week, so we'll talk more about that and keep an eye on the Facebook site.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you know what? Maybe if we win, everybody gets into the lounge for a day or something. big party. I don't know.
That's a big whoop right there. Yeah. We'll do something better than that. Do like a special episode, a special call in. Like we'll do another. Need to do another one of those Google Hangouts.
And, I need to start an Indiegogo campaign to buy the trophy.
Right. I know. Like, I got out of this. I became Coverville and The Morning Stream became legacy shows just in time to get trophies, because we're apparently not going to get them from now on without buying our own. So,
And one last thing, though, I want to say it is award season right now for podcasts and digital media. A lot of different places are doing nominations, and the podcast, the Academy of Podcast Awards, which I know you're part of the Academy there as well. Coverville got nominated in the music category, so congratulations.
We did, yeah. So now I have to figure out, I have to find a 5-minute segment of one of my shows to send that is, that is nominee worthy for your consideration.
Oh, really? That's how that works. Very cool.
That's how that works. And so I have to figure out how I want to represent myself.
Now, I'm sure you can handle it your own by all means, but you know our good buddy Mike, who produces pretty much everything else that we touch, I'm sure he's a huge fan, and I bet you he would love to help you with that. So
Mike, if you're listening and there was a moment that you heard in the last year on Coverville that you really liked, let me know. And that goes for anybody else who listens to the show. All right. So anything else we want to tackle in the headlines? I know we've got some audio stuff we want to get to.
Well, you know, besides getting the non-existent physical award now in the mail, there is other great things that come in the mail. And as of this recording, you're a little too late for this month's box.
For this month you are. Yeah. But you're never too late to get in on next month's box.
That's right.
The Crate Goodies. And this was an awesome month. I won't talk because there might be people who haven't gotten their box yet and unpacked it. But there's a fantastic shirt for an upcoming movie. I won't say anything more than that. There is a great Marvel statue.
Ooh, not a Funko vinyl, a statue?
Not a
resin
Funko Pop.
Statue?
A resin statue, very much like the Deadpool one that they had a few months ago. and which I have on my shelf back there. But yeah, this was a great, yet another fantastic loot crate, especially if you're a fan of stuff like Warcraft and of course Marvel. We're all fans of Marvel here. Oh yeah, there's a great there's an oven mitt too that's also Marvel related. I won't say more than that either. I won't say specifically what it is.
You know, but they do some of the weirdest things that turn out to be very cool.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The oven mitt's one of those things. It's like, all right, I can have a little Marvel in my kitchen now. So it's super, super cool. And you may have missed out on this month's, but you are just in time to get on a next month's. Do we know what the theme is for next month's loot crate?
I do not yet.
I got an email about it, and do I still have it? I don't know if I still have it.
See, being the avid subscriber of things, you get a lot of inside information that we don't get on the outside.
Right.
So the official announcement has not come.
Creature, for some reason, is what's coming to mind. Let's see here. I'm going to pull that up and just see if that is the... Yeah, I'm not seeing it here either, but apparently I'm pretty sure the email that came through said that it's Loot Crate Creature was the theme.
Okay.
In any case, it's going to be filled with awesome stuff, regardless of what the theme is. It's going to be completely and totally rad, and now's your chance to get in on it, not just getting in on it with, by joining, but also joining it through from the Helicarrier. Yes. And the Giant Size Team Up Network, and saving yourself some money in the process if you use the URL. What's that URL?
Lootcrate.com/giant-size-team-up.
That's the one. And if you use the coupon code
Giant Size Team Up.
See, that's our tag team right there. Then you're going to save $3 off of a new plan, whether it's a 1 month, 3 month, 6 month, or 12 month plan. It's a great way to save some money. So jump in on it, and
it works on all the other boxes. You can do loot pets, the level up, the DX, and you can get the Serenity special or alien boxes as well.
Nice.
And very all cool of that works. So and we know, I want to say thank you to those who have been using it. We're getting reports from our ad managers that we are definitely getting signups, and I hope you enjoy it. I hope you really are getting the joy that we get out of it, and thank you for helping us. We definitely appreciate that.
Cool. All right.
Sorry for the chat room. I thought AJ12 is like, I'm waiting my loot crate in the UK. I'm like, oh man, that sucks for you. I get it. You know, you gotta wait.
Hey, you know what? I get the nerd box or nerd. What is it called?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nerd block.
Nerd block, that's it. Yeah. I get nerd block, which comes from Canada. So I go through the same thing. When I see my Canadian friends talking about theirs, I know mine is still like a week away. So Agent 1-2, I can totally relate. Yeah. And because you haven't received yours yet, that's why I'm being so coy on not saying what's in there, because I don't want to spoil it for you.
You remember when you made Nikolai cry because you got the special nerd block that had all the cool Ghostbusters stuff? He's like, wait, I haven't gotten mine. Oh. Or Snorri. I can't remember if it was Nikolai or Snorri.
It was Snorri. It was Snorri. Snorri, yeah.
Because Nikolai can't even get it. Couldn't get it in Romania at all. But
right. And I think Snorri. And I think because I did that, I even sent him. I actually did. I put together a box full of other Loot Crate and Nerd Block goodies that I sent out to him to apologize for that. So I've learned my lesson. I'm not doing it again. All right. Let's get to some of our audio recorded and submitted segments here.
Uh-oh, something is actually playing that shouldn't be. I don't know why.
That sounded like it was one of our...
What is playing, though? I don't understand. I don't see a player other than what I have open. All right, let me see if I killed everything. In the lower level days, I remember... Why is my show or my voice... stupid... You know,
can't. Were you hoping to play Success Freaks over the from the Helicarrier stream? Is that the plan?
That's you know, we're a nominated show now. We have to do whatever we can to help our brothers out. No, I don't know. I'm going to have to reboot this thing real quick. So let's do some emails because I cannot literally find a player anywhere
Not a problem. I'll take the first one here while you're working on that. Okay. Our From the Field segment, remember, you can always send us email for From the Field by sending your email to fromthehelicarrier@gmail.com. Get that out to us, and we will read your email on the air. And if we don't, we'll put it in our From the Field section, which appears on our Facebook and gets sent out every week to people who subscribe to it. First up is Agent CK7. Says, hello, Agent CK7 here. Well, for the second time, I've had one of my favorite characters get announced near my birthday. The last time was Anti-Venom, my favorite Marvel character, who dropped on my exact birth date, May 19th, part of the Symbiosis Spec Ops.
Well, I also received
Spider-Man on my birthday in MA2. So excited for Richard, Power of the Nova Force writer. I wonder if Marv Wolfman's birthday being May 15th had something to do with Nova's inclusion since he created him. I envision him as a tactician, scrapper class changer, but he might be a bruiser, might be a generalist. He could fit almost every class.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the Stargates and rip the insides out of insect-like overlords. This is for the Nova Corps. And hopefully... we get news on Songbird soon.
Oh, you know, I didn't even realize that was missing from all those announcements.
Yeah, right. Remember that
she got bumped.
She got bumped, right. So, bumped for...
Beetle.
Beetle, that's right, mm-hmm. Right. I'd like to hear everyone's opinion on Boomerang. I've seen on forums that some believe him to be among the worst tacticians in the game, and I don't really believe that. I ran him with hemorrhaging AISO and Shocker with collapsing on his level 6 for hemorrhaging counters every time Boomerang was attacked, which did okay. When he first came out, I ran him with Beta Ray Bill as a static charge team. While not even close to being a favorite character of mine, I believe he kind of gets an undeserved bad rap in the game. Shouldn't he be able to do something of worth in the tactician class bonus? Calculated force, intrepid force, mauling? How does one make Boomerang work?
Well, Boomerang throw work. Him and hope he goes back.
And he comes back, yeah. Hopefully. Question, after the Sinister Six are finished, what team would you like to be included in the game in full next? As for me, I'd like the new Warriors and Thunderbolts. Final question, not MA related, but with E3 coming up next month and San Diego Comic-Con, the next Marvel should be announcing video games. What games would you want to see announced? I like Marvel vs. Capcom 4 and Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. Signed, Agent CK7. Okay, let's talk about Boomerang really quick. I did run Boomerang a lot when he first came out, not just leveling him, but even beyond leveling him. And his bleeds hit a nice stacking bleed, if I remember correctly. I don't know why I stopped running Boomerang. I think just, you know, something new and shiny.
Yeah.
But,
I think he's the Swiss Army knife of characters. It is just a few too many options for me personally. Yeah. I thought he did well enough. I never lost him in a battle. Like, he died and like, oh, you crap. But yeah, I think I'm with you. I stopped using him and I can't quite remember why, other than maybe
he does.
It's just so basically many
he does have, right. I mean, he's got two multifunction, Boomerang attacks. Right. And then a tracker and a wind up, a self buff. And I think it was just so much material, or so many things to choose from and not enough focus for the whole character. So I could totally see that. Let's see. After the Sinister Six are finished, what team would you like to be included in the game in full next? Dude, you know, I'd love to see Alpha Flight in this game. I think,
that's what I was just thinking.
I think Alpha Flight is, I know they're mutant based. They are the Canadian mutant team. And since they were introduced in X-Men, I think that it's unlikely we'd see them. Power Pack maybe is a second choice. Would be kind of fun to see. I'd still love to see the Shi'ar, or the Shi'ar, however you pronounce them, the Imperial Guard.
I think since we did Spider-Verse, I want to see Hulk-Verse. You know, I want to see all the... I want
Planet Hulk and, like all the...
So you took it to a much better place. Planet Hulk with that team that he fought with, that would be excellent. That would be amazing, especially with Bug, and I forget his character name, but the Bug where he can transform and...
Right.
That would be cool. But now I was thinking like the Grey Hulk and the Mafia Hulk and the boxer shorts Hulk and all the different ones that they've done. I want a Hulkiverse.
Right. That would be really cool. Let's see. Final question, not MA related, but with E3 and San Diego Comic-Con, next Marvel game should be, next Marvel should be announcing video games. So Marvel versus Capcom 4, for some reason, I was thinking that was already announced, that we are getting another Marvel versus Capcom game. And there's the big debate on whether or not we're going to see any X-Men or Fantastic Four characters in that thing has been, you know, in those games previously, in Human Torch, if I remember. I would love to see a building and collecting resource game in kind of the Clash of Clans vein with Marvel. And you'd have your choice of creating a base that's like Guardians of the Galaxy style, like on Nowhere. You'd have or doing something with the Avengers, or doing something with Spider-Man in New York or whatever. And then having, you know, going up and attacking other people's bases and combining, but basically, you know, you're building your fortress. It's kind of what I really wanted Marvel Academy to be, is that sort of collecting resource fighting game. But, obviously it wasn't. And, boy, they are, from everything I hear about that game, they are nickeling and diming their supporters like nobody's business.
Yeah, it's not going to last very long. I mean, that's just not we've long since left the quarter crunching days of the arcade and we're never going back. So the closest you get is DLC, where you're value for value, you know.
Yep, exactly.
The game
Marvel Ultimate. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's
fine. Okay, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 is great. A great suggestion too. That. The first two rounds of that game were a lot of fun. So seeing a second one of those would be great too. And something that they could easily do in a mobile game. I guess it's time to put something back on consoles.
Yeah, it's been a while since Marvel had a solid console game. Although I've heard different things about it. And I heard that the one-liners get old after a while. But I really want to play the new Deadpool game, the newest Deadpool game. Mm-hmm. Just because I'm a huge fan of Deadpool. And what I did read about it made me happy enough to play it for $10 if I can get it in that range. On a console. But yeah, it's been a while since they've had a solid console / PC full-on game release of a good game. I would like, I've been playing the crap out of Walking Dead All Out War, and the way the mechanics are really great. And I'm not a story writer. I don't know how this would work, but I love that mechanics of up to six people on a team. And sometimes you're going in one direction. Sometimes everybody's coming at you from both directions. And there's just all these nice little levels that just hit every note well for me right now. I would like to see, honestly, Marvel versus Star Wars in that kind of mechanic. You know, where it's just some
Disney
weird,
property versus Disney property.
Yeah. So, and that's the way it would work. It's
not unheard of.
Like Lego. Yeah. Well, Marvel versus Capcom was an odd thought at first. And I played the crap out of the first two, maybe three of those games and thought it was really great. And I'm not a fighter. Fighting games, I did cut my teeth on Super Street Fighter 4, which is odd that I'm not a fighting game kind of connoisseur. But I did play all the Marvel ones, loved them, loved the way it interacted. And yeah, since Disney now owns it, I would love to see something along the lines of Clash of Clans that you're talking about, or like the Walking Dead All Out. Well, Walking Dead All Out War is very much like MAA 1, just with a few better mechanics. It's as if MAA 1 had been built on a mobile platform versus MAA 2, which is different. Okay, it's different. I would like to see those mechanics in the Clash of Clans thing, but add Star Wars to the Marvel universe, because there's really no reason it couldn't be. I mean, it's in a galaxy far, far away. That's all we really know. You know, it could be part of the galaxy we just haven't really touched yet. Mm-hmm. It'd just be fun. Yeah, I'd like to see Hulk and Chewbacca team up.
Do you think that would be really fun? Do you think because we've got Marvel Heroes, we're not going to get a true MMORPG, you know, in the style of DC Universe Online and Warcraft?
No, that is your Rift. I think that is stuff. Your close.
Because for a while there was a thing called Marvel Universe Online that they were talking about, and I think the licensing for that or funding dropped or something. But
I think part of the problem with the industry, or a hindrance in the industry, those kind of things, is you get an idea and somebody beat you to it. So in this case, DC Universe Online launched first. And then they go, instead of going, oh, well, their first one I'm going to do it, they don't do that. They go, oh, let's see how it works. Not taking into consideration the property, how the property is treated, or the company that's behind it making it work. And honestly, I don't know monetarily, but I did download DC Universe Online even after you and Klaus both said it's basically a dumpster fire. And it is. It totally is. I didn't feel super. I didn't feel heroic. I did not even get through the training levels before I went, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm afraid that with that kind of response, that it's not just taking off on fire, right? It's not the next World of Warcraft, which is what everybody wants in this kind of situation. That I think that Marvel may not bring that. I do think that Heroes seems to be as close as you're going to get right now.
Mm-hmm.
So...
wouldn't also, you know, after being today is the first full release day of Overwatch, which is sitting here on the desk next to me. It is taunting me. I've even got my Soldier 76 statue right here. I guess you won't be able to see that for a minute until it appears on the stream. But a Marvel first person brawler like that would be pretty damn cool too. Like a Team Fortress 2 style Marvel first person brawler with, again, that one doesn't require a huge stable of characters. So it could be, just Avengers. They wouldn't have to like tap into their X-Men or, Fantastic Four properties for that one.
Which, come on. So. You got.
I know.
Killing
dude, I know.
The Fantastic Four didn't hurt or help the movie at all. Which, by the way, I did see that movie. It's got major issues.
It deserves every lump of coal it gets in its stocking, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about it on Breaking the Panel, but yeah, I did see it. We'll do a breakdown there. But you can't do a good Marvel anything without X-Men. Eventually. I mean, X-Men is just as important as the Avengers and the Fantastic Four and Spider-Man. It's a linchpin. And you have a bunch of tent poles holding up this massive, awesome circus tent that has a big show underneath it. X-Men is one of those. And if you're trying to take that, you've already taken out the Fantastic Four. They're not in MAA 2. I don't know how they're being treated in other games. In this game, they're here. And they're going to stay that way, but we're not going to get any storylines for them, I don't believe.
Right.
You take out the X-Men, you've taken two of your four major tentpoles. Maybe five if you're counting Guardians of the Galaxy. But as good as they are and as popular as they're becoming, I still don't think they're quite the tentpole that those are. X-Men, Avengers, blah, blah, blah. So
they're getting up there. I think
I agree.
The movie
they're getting
did
there.
So much to increase people's awareness of them.
It just takes time. You got, 50, 60, 70 years on some of these other characters. Guardians are a fairly new concept.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, totally true. All right, before we get to another letter, did you get your audio situation worked out?
I think I did. All right, here we go. Right.
From the Helicarrier, it's Kingfisher 745. And this is the All Hail the King segment that you can only find right here. Today, we're going to discuss some things I've been working on and just kind of go through the process a bit. First of all, we need to have a Jane Foster All Hail the King episode, but we just had a Blue Marvel one, so we're going to give it a few days before we post the next one. At that point, we'll be pretty well caught up and ready to go, hopefully on a Richard Rider Nova video. So come on, Playdom, release that character soon. But of course, we still have plenty of other videos in the works. On the short list in front of me, there's a Cammy video, which for some reason, that always eluded us. I guess I just didn't get too excited for that character. We also have a long list of characters we need to cover featuring their new AISO and EISO. I was planning on starting with Blade, and then having a poll on that video, so viewers can actually vote on the next character we feature. There's going to be quite a few choices to pick from, and if that goes well, we'll continue it. Besides that, there are a few special projects that we don't want to mention just yet. But from the last All Hail the King episode, a pretty solid team came out of it. Certainly a fun one. Gorgon and Blue Marvel. Currently, I'm taking name suggestions from the video itself. So I don't know if the guys have any suggestions for that team. But I'd certainly love to hear them. And basically, the team's built on Finest Hour and One-Shot abilities. Now, I believe Sandman may be just as good, if not better. He's certainly not affected by kicks like a mule. So that is another team we're going to take a look at in the future. I'm thinking maybe when we cover Sandman and his new EISO. So we'll put him up in the poll and hopefully he wins soon. Today I may not have a video up until later, but if we do, it's probably going to be Jane Foster and one of her single team-ups, giving sort of a preview to that All Hail the King episode. For the last two things though that I do want to cover today, they're fairly big topics. One I'm probably just going to mention briefly today, and then I'll talk about it more in my monthly update video. That subject is basically that I want to do unboxing videos. I absolutely love them, and I always have. The question I've been having is, do I need to start a new channel, or would it be possible or accepted to just convert my second channel? The reason for that is, if I'm going to do other games, I'm just going to put them on my main channel now. We've already established that. So if we're going to do anything on the second channel, it needs to be something radically different. And as far as what I mean by unboxings, well, it wouldn't be just new products. It would pretty much be anything I get. So it would kind of be like unboxings, here's reviews, and so on. And that extends to video games, like more so the physical property. And just to elaborate, I do collect retro games. So it would be more along the lines of those. Then I also would unbox HeroClix, Dice Masters, trading card games like the Dragon Ball Z game, things like that. Nice. And then, of course, any electronics, PC products, whatever it is that I might end up being lucky enough to get. This may sound a bit crazy, and it's not something I fully decided on, but it's a genre that I love to watch myself. I don't know what it is. So it may be some of your cup of tea, some of you may not like it. Either way, it's just something I was thinking about. The final thing, we are going to finish on some MAA news. And that's that the Poor Man's PvP episode is pretty much finished. I do need to do some editing, and right now it's about 20 minutes, which I don't really love. So I'm not sure if I'm going to cut some out or not. But one major thing I want to mention on the podcast is we've gone through quite a few builds, and one of our original builds just did not work out. Still, the final team definitely was winning, and I was fairly happy with them. But one of the items that we have to use is the Singularity Matrix. And right now it is bugged. It's pretty much set in stone that you have to use that on a free build. I mean, what other options do you have? It's by far the best free action. But rather than building up its buffs, starting with its first function, then the second and third build on that, it just gives you everything at once. And it does make you feel kinda dirty. Like I said, there's really no other options. And we couldn't wait any longer to make the build. What I'm saying though is, PD needs to get on this and fix it. Now the gadget's still going to be just as useful. Just to get the full effects, you'll have to use it two more times. Not really an issue with the free action. To be honest with you, I'm probably more concerned with its first function, so it's totally fine. Just fix it and it'll be well worth using. That's pretty much the main thing I wanted to mention on the podcast, because when it gets said on here, things get changed. So there it is, and I'll mention that once again in the actual video. But for now, that's going to be the end of the segment. I do want to thank you all for listening, and then send it back to the hosts.
Hey, maybe we'll get fortune when we start asking for votes that will get MAA insiders to retweet us for that. That'd be awesome.
Oh, that would be really cool. Holy crap. That would be huge. Yeah.
I think King's right. I mean, we know they listen and we've had some good conversation. Well, conversations being a very loose term for some communication back and forth through Twitter, right, and those kind of things.
Right.
They seem to be very receptive to what we do, and it benefits both their games for mm-hmm. us to win the award. So it helps
certainly
out.
Does. Hey, the deuce and both this one and the deuce. Yeah. So
yeah. So
that's a great idea. So yeah, we'll talk to them about retweeting our pleas for votes. Please. Not please with an E at the end, but please is in. Yes, exactly. All right. We have another audio, right?
Yeah, we do. What do you think about Kingfisher plays for his unboxing?
Oh, that's good.
But when you say it goes to anything, it's like, here's this box of ramen noodles that I'm going to have for lunch. And I just cracked up thinking about that. And King, you got to learn lessons from Zack Snyder. Don't cut out story to get your 20 minutes down to 10, man. And make sure that damn thing's rated R before you put it out, okay? That's the only way it's going to be successful. Get it out there, man.
There you go.
God, I am looking forward to BVS Blu-ray to see what's been added back in.
Mm-hmm. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Anadose MA Arsenal, exclusively on the From the Helicarrier podcast. In this segment, I will try my best to come up with out-of-the-box hero and team builds, synergies, and uncover certain aspects of the game most tend to ignore. For today, I'm finally going to be getting to my list of the top 6 supporting heroes, but before that, I just want to let you guys know that this week's Civil War build is Iron Man. Next week will be the last time I get to post a hero build, so make sure you like, share, or comment Team Iron Man.